This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Yes. Hey. A little cake.
Yeah, not the cake from rap songs. I don't think.
Did you ever see them do a show, Paige? Cake.
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Yeah, I like them.
Was it good?
Very.
Because, like, there's some of those bands. There's one that I'm not going to mention that would, like, offend probably a third of our audience. That, like, the band, I think, has, like, 3 solid songs and the rest is, like, garbage. I don't know that much. I know Cake has 3 solid songs that I like a lot. It's like the Butthole Surfers. I'd go to buy a T-shirt.
Yeah, play Pepper. Play Pepper twice.
I want to hear him play Pepper, and I want to buy a T-shirt to say I went to a Butthole Surfers concert, and all I got was this Butthole Surfers T-shirt.
I can only think of 2 when it comes to Cake. Never There in the Distance.
Paige is showing me a picture of him. What are you doing that for?
A Butthole Surfers?
You're hungry.
What?
What's she showing you a picture of?
The picture of the band Cake.
Oh, okay. Debbie Cakes.
I like the horn.
Cake should take the Steve Aoki bit away from him. He throws cake at his big sheet cakes out to people in the audience that are there watching him play music on record.
Yeah, really. You're watching him play a CD while he's hooking up with hot chicks in the back.
God.
But you get to see him.
Yeah, but the ones that do the cameras where they're showing that off, like they're showing themselves, you know, on Twitch or whatever. They have the cameras.
It's way back here. They're kind of down.
Yeah, what I'm trying to even articulate what I'm saying. What is that? What is that? The lens where it takes everything in and makes it
fisheye.
Thank you. Fisheye lens.
Yeah.
And you see, like. You see a dollar bill rolled up laying over there on the little DJ desk, and you see maybe a little credit card perhaps laid out, and you see a girl underneath the booth. There's Shaq. All kinds of crazy things going on.
What kind of parties are you going to?
Well, but you also notice that the music's not reacting to his hands.
It's all staged.
It's all just...
There were some DJs that got not really in trouble, but kind of exposed for all using the same, like, you know, generic house beat.
Yeah, and it's all like, they're not sitting there, boom, 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 boom. I mean, their fingers might be doing that, but it makes you wonder, like, that's why people like Elton John, Billy Joel, all those, they turn that damn piano sideways. You can see it when they're playing.
They would.
I'm not sitting here forward. Like, you wouldn't even know if I'm really playing or not.
Elton John, they say, you know, he really hit the keys.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Keys. He's
oh, yeah.
Amazing.
So if you want it louder, you got to hit it harder.
He'll even dress up like Donald Duck.
Crocodile Rock.
He needs to go back to that. That'd make it more. He doesn't perform anymore, though.
Well, he's blind.
Yeah.
You are. Like a bat.
He hung up. Let me call him back.
No,
don't. No, please.
Jerk. He's still there.
Terry. Let's bring him on before he decides to hang up. Terry, sorry. Cake and all these different things took my imagination. OCD, but too late to do anything about it. Terry, we briefly, I don't know if you caught this, we briefly read your email. Time got against us. We didn't get back to it. And then Fat Boy, wow. Again, freaking radio's person of the day.
Hell yeah. We'll
take saving it. The day.
Yeah. Tracked him down.
Reached back out to you, said, hey, you want to come on there? And you're like, hell yeah, I will. So walk us through this for those that didn't catch the mail sack on Monday.
Okay. All right. So, basically, and this is the most confusing relationship I've ever been in. But we've been dating. I've been dating this girl for a long time, and long enough that things are getting real hot and heavy. And at the end of the day, we're getting more physical, and all of a sudden these restrictions come in. It's like, you can do this, but you can't do that. I'll do this, but I won't do that. It's like we're having a signing of a home sale before we go to the next step.
Oh.
And, you know, I thought when things are getting hot and heavy, you know, things get hot and heavy and hot then, and you know, heavy. All these rules just kind of, well, I'm trying to, you know, I'm on the
no,
radio.
No, I know, man. I know. You just had like that 1920s gangster tone. You said, yeah, like, hot and heavy. Know? Yeah, see?
I'm making
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Things are happening. Yeah.
We're going to third base, you hear? So, you know, I'll tell you what my first thought is like she's maybe like so into you that she's like trying to slow it down and pace it a little bit because she's like, all right, I know this is going to happen, but I don't want to like do it all.
Oh, yes, yeah, it's good. She wants to savor it, you know.
Yeah.
She wants to unwrap you slowly.
The thing is I got to home plate already, fellas and lady. I mean, I've
dive face first.
I did not get tagged out.
You didn't get bunted. You didn't get bunted in, did you?
No,
go ahead.
There was no button. There was no button.
What is Jackie Steele's home really about?
Yeah, really. Come on. But this could mean something different these days. But home base is pretty.
Yeah, that's pretty much. No, the bases have changed, but yeah. Yeah, the home base is still the same.
Yeah,
he's talking about in the butt.
Yeah,
he didn't have a pinch runner.
Oh, whoa!
No,
whoa.
No, okay. No, I know what you're saying. Go ahead. But try to be a family show here.
Oh, so. Yeah, but no. here, at the end of the day, I mean, she won't take her shirt off, and the bra stays on the whole time. That's okay.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing about it, guys. And I mean, I guess what's up with that? Because
let me kill the buzz. Do you think there's any medical situations? Perhaps.
Oh, yeah.
That's once this all came back to me that what this was truly about. I was like, you know what? Like that might be a thing where. Okay, I'm gonna ask this very kind of awkward question now. Like
Come on.
Does she like when you see her with? Does she have an ample bosom?
That's a good question.
You know,
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
I personally think it looks great. I've just never seen it, but I think it looks great.
Okay.
From,
right.
Know, just an outside perspective, walking along down the street,
and you don't know
everything
any,
looks
any kind of prior medical kind of thing that
I haven't heard about that, and I've asked kind of that direct question, like, what's going on? And the answer is, I just don't like to take my bra off. No, I just don't like to take my shirt off. And I'm just like...
They don't seem comfortable, though. Like, she got a situation to where maybe the nipple itself is bigger than the boob itself, like a football nipple. Like,
and somebody's made fun of it in the past, and she thinks, like, I don't want to kill the buzz. We happen to have someone who's all things knower about breasts. Paige, what would you say outside of the medical situation that could be and
I
we
can
don't
think
know?
Of two scenarios. First, she may have stretch marks that she's embarrassed of.
Nirvana. Good point. Has she lost weight? Like used to be heavier, maybe, and lost weight because stretch marks don't go away.
I mean,
I'm here to tell you.
Around the
I don't know. I don't know that she has.
Okay.
I can ask.
No, you can't.
But I don't think she. Yeah.
You feel around there on the sides, whatever. You feel it's like you're a blind person reading Braille.
And secondly, she
go ahead and offend them all while we're at it.
Maybe she puts like the chicken cutlets in there to make her boobs bigger.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Like false advertisement.
And she doesn't want to let
right,
you know.
That ain't right.
Well, I mean, you know, if you got to do it.
Well, if it's a medical situation, yes. But the other, to me, is false advertising.
Why?
If that's chicken cutlets, that's free food. So, like, I'm fine with that, man.
They're great.
Like,
they're raw, though.
I have stuffed them in many a dress with
them. Where?
Not me, but for other people that when I was a
No, do you have some rotisseries stylist. In there?
I was going to say, you got some Cornish hens rocking tonight.
If you can make them look the best that they can, you do that.
But what if a guy had a Red Bull can down the front of his pants, and when you went out with him, whatever, you're like, I can't wait to look at that bulge. And then when you get down on your knees and he drops trout, a Red Bull can pops out, and he's like, oh, let me get my cutlet out.
That can sound.
And then Droopy enters the party.
Good Lord.
Droopy's so drunk, she starts sucking on the can.
I'll be like, good Lord, I think I broke your penis. Make that can sound.
You know
me,
what
please.
Would happen. They would be mad. Like, make, what a false advertisement.
I want you to make that can sound. Oh, I think I broke something. I'm so sorry.
Don't worry, I recycle it. Oh, Lord. God. All right, let's get to what you call.
I'll give you wings, you know.
Yeah, but not wings. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
I want to be extremely sensitive to this, that if it does turn out to be a medical thing, let's keep that on the forefront because that. I've known folks. We've all known somebody that's maybe through others that have went through situations like that, and I cannot imagine. But if it's not that, how does a guy present this to a woman? Like we are told as Homo sapiens, that means humans.
Hang on now.
We are told is see you can't call a Homo sapien anything short. Like you can't.
As soon as you hear that first, you hear those
like
first four
letters.
If they
don't want to use it, can we take it? Or can we just be sapiens? All right, let me get to the point.
Okay.
If we're supposed to talk about our feelings as a couple, right? And I expressed to you, look, I don't know what this is, and I want to be sincere about this. I'd like to see those things bouncing around.
And
when
I would,
you're on top
I wouldn't
of me.
Say to her, I don't care what they look like, you know, because you don't know. She may have had a biopsy.
That's
we don't know.
All kinds
thing.
Of.
She might have eraser nipples.
But
real long.
But I think if you told her honestly
that
you wanted to see them and feel them, listen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he's not
for
bad.
Intimacy, you know, because you want to feel skin to skin. Let her know that.
Yeah. Hmm.
And take it to the next level.
Or what about this? And this is where I, as a guy, have to think about my words and the way it can be mistaken here. But I think when in the thrills of passion, you don't always verbalize everything. And that is not to say you do without asking, okay?
But
I'm saying, I say if you're going at it, start to take off her shirt. And if she pulls it down... Don't resist, but then after, when you're smoking your cigarettes or eating your candy or whatever you do after sex, you say, you know, there was a time when I tried to take your shirt off. There's your icebreaker.
Yeah.
Because if you hold this in, it's just going to come out weird, and you're going to, like, that's where your mind's going to be during sex, where you ever had sex but thinking about something else, or you're kind of watching TV out the one eye, there's a ball game on in the back, and you're not fully there, and the end result's just not as good. Because you're not fully immersed.
She might have a lopsided situation going on.
Like you got to kind of meditate with each other while you're having sex. But I'm saying you reach up there, start to very gingerly kind of remove that top. And if she moves it down, don't let it kill the buzz. And then later, that's your way to ask her. And then please let us know. And I hope to God that it's not anything bad, you know. She had to go through some bad stuff. Maybe it's just like Fat Boy says, she got weird shaped nipples or something.
Or just say, hey, let's take each other's clothes off. That's kind of sexy.
This would be like if he left his pants on and just, you know, unzipped. Which is weird.
I don't like,
this is the equivalent.
Tease.
I don't even like when, you know, there's been past situations where I'm like, take your bra off too. No, it makes my back hurt. And I'm like, whoa, what? Like, cause, you know, that.
I think somebody in the room is not a fan of that.
Who? Her?
Hmm.
Yeah, I just don't want to, like, I don't know if you said that on the air or not. Like,
what, take it? Oh, I don't know. I feel weird to ask. Can I ask you that?
Yeah, sometimes when I get home, that's the first thing that gets
taken out. Leave it on because it keeps them from moving about hurting?
In sex? No, I don't care.
Okay. Wow, listen
to you. I'm a nudist.
Dang. All right. Got a golf course that's right up your alley.
All right. Seriously, can we, whenever you're ready or whenever you talk to her and whenever this happens again, I don't know how often you get laid, but like give us an update and let us know what happened. Because sure. I think that's like, yeah. there's a lot of things that can apply to, like, hey, honey, why don't you ever shave anymore? Like, you can, there's ways to find out.
Or ask her if she'd strip for you.
Packing her hair.
Dude.
Not a bad idea.
Listen to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I could call it like a second base update for you guys. You know?
Well, that sounds lame, but we'll come up with a better name and do it. Okay.
I know. But yeah.
All right, my friend. Good luck with that. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, have a good morning. Right, you know, I feel real good about that that advice.
Yeah.
Normally, I'm embarrassed by the advice we give, but today I was...
I just don't know what kind of update he would give. Like, you know,
this was what was why she wouldn't take it off.
Do you expect every...
My nipples get cold.
Every woman to be picture perfect.
No, but I mean,
women expect naked. You to want.
We knew a girl who was two sizes big on just one.
What does that mean?
Like, one was two sizes bigger.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
So we were like, if you just kind of stand at this angle, you know, that's not that bad.
She only needed the one cutlet.
Do you have a monocle bra? What is that? You have a unibra? Do they make just a, like, one bra?
No.
Like a half of a bra. That's all she needed.
Well, I mean, you know.
Hey, back in the early 80s or maybe 70s, when the tube tops ladies would, like, my dad or uncle or somebody called them boob tops, but they literally was like a big spandex cummerbund you'd
wear
over
those.
Your tubey boobs.
They were risky because they could fall off me.
I remember Chrissy from Three's Company was always wearing them, and it's like, God bless America, man. Janet, won't you ever wear nothing like that? All
right.
Have people roll them down while you're in school. Not a good thing.
Okay.
I just don't know what else it could be.
There we go. All right. I need, can I ask specifically for women to call? 1-800-774-0093. Matt, in this day and time, you don't just reach up and try to take a woman's shirt off without, boy. I'm trying to walk the line here and be a gentleman, but also being passionate at the same
That's
time.
That's not true.
You never rip That's someone's what clothes they could, off.
The text claims to be a female.
But if you're in that situation, she's going to want you to take some kind of control.
Talking kills the bus sometimes. I mean, yeah,
talking, farting.
Do we have to over-negotiate everything?
The suction sounds it makes sometimes. It's like, God, what's that smush sound coming
Shouldn't
from?
Shouldn't you just have her sign a piece of paper like we're going to do it and then just take...
What? Sounds like Donald Duck's
you
in the bed.
P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Oh!
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Uh-oh. Is Jeremy Clements coming into the studio? Oh, no. Billy Ocean.
Yeah, it is Billy Ocean.
Hey. Oh. You remember the time I did the proverbial breakdown of this song?
It's been a while.
Who, me? Yeah, you. Get into my car. And then...
He's not giving her much choice.
He's not. It's like the old...
Forceful.
Maybe it's cold outside.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you, get into my car. Who, me?
Baby, who, it's who, cold me? Outside.
Yeah, bitch, you.
Get in here.
And at one point it says, I think he says, get in the back seat, baby.
Yeah, he does.
Maybe he's already abducted others in the front seat.
Oh, get in here.
You stupid bitch.
Get in here.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's 80 Bryant.
You got money like Billy Ocean, you know, he can call you whatever.
I'd get in that car.
If he wasn't demanding women get in his car, he was...
Is he the one? Oh, no.
He was hanging out with the Caribbean Queen.
He's not dancing on the ceiling.
No, you know, I was thinking that as well. That was Lionel.
I'm sorry. That's why I said I'd get in his car.
Lionel Richie.
I like Lionel Richie.
Of the Commodores and Choo Choo Train fame. You're talking all over me.
I'm sorry.
They probably all hung out.
What was it?
Up in my car.
Yeah, so he's stalking her. Like... Yeah, that's what it was. He's dreaming about her. Get in the back seat, like, because she's bound and there's duct tape over her mouth. Wow. You know what? That's what happened theory. To men writing fun songs like that? Women get to kill men and put them in the trunk and Dixie chick it up and all
Earl
that.
Earl had to die.
And the Earl and in the trunk. And then next song, Jesus Take the Wheel. Not while this dead body's in the car, bitch.
You ever think this is Earl and this is before he died? He was harassing one of these chicks.
Write that. I love that.
The songs just go together.
Wouldn't that be perfect?
Don't you think that's weird that
And it comes out that it was Country Earl of Chomping and Stomping fame.
You ever go on a date and tell her to get in the back seat and you're in the front? That's kind of odd.
Yeah, that's dumb.
That time I went out with Miss Daisy.
Like you got a buddy in the back
Remember
seat?
Remember dating Miss Daisy? That was me.
You just sit back there.
Makes you wonder if they ever pulled over and hooked up.
Dude, you know what? Let's go somewhere up here under the old pine.
Where do you want to go, Miss Daisy? I'll take you anywhere.
I want you to go downtown, you know what I'm saying?
I was already thinking that myself.
She starts talking with a little bit of flair, too, like, would you get back here?
Oh, not like, whoa, no, no. Then I'll go down here.
I'll give you some.
I'm talking more like talking about Dusty. To come back here, baby.
Come back here, baby.
Get in the back seat, and I swear I'll make you wish you never got up front again, baby.
I can't tell if you got a little bit of a speech impediment or you from the lower part of the state down near Charleston.
Oh, we got a call. She couldn't come on.
Oh, no.
About the last guy, Terry. What up, Terry?
Well, I get that.
Yeah, like her comment was like some weird psychology.
Was it in response to this mean? And she did say, yes, I am a woman. Ugh. God, if we don't break apart because of religion, government, money, blah, 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 it's over
Sex.
And speaking like of gender. Really? And don't even say that word.
Gender bender.
Because it's going to be a reveal of colors in the air or someone's changing theirs. I don't even like to hear the word gender anymore.
Yeah, what if
I quit drinking ginger ale.
Yeah.
I switched to ginger now.
I'd like to go out and be, you know.
Shut up. I know that was weak, but it was fun. He's over.
It worked.
Let's just be gender vague. You don't have to declare
no.
it. Why?
No, I don't know.
It doesn't make people upset.
Why does the doctor ask your religion? That's one I've often wondered about. Like, you're not going
to
be
doing
any.
Do I have
any...
to tell people I'm a woman? I can be whatever I want to be.
Yeah, you can.
You ain't roughing me into that conversation. It's like... I think Mr. Rogers said it best. I'm going to find that audio. I was telling somebody about it the other day, and they're like, that never happened. I'm like, yes, it did. I remember it. But the email, the lady, Fat Boy, let's stay about. I'll talk about Mr. Rogers' neighborhood later.
She was, she couldn't come on, but she was saying that when they're, you know, together like that, she's probably thinking that, like, her breasts are not the main focus of the situation. So they're pretty much, like, out of sight, out of mind. Now, you know, as the guy, he's going to want everything on display. But she's like, you know what? It's a distraction to you. Now, that's what she was saying.
No.
I think she might be looking into
that's
it.
It's like being in a driver, self-driving car. Like,
what's like
you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not actively participating. I'm saying okay. I like to use my hands.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe she's just waiting for him to take the initiative.
Tune in Tokyo.
Yeah, maybe
smack them around like they owe me money.
Maybe it turns her on if he takes her top off.
That's what I said. But then you got this broad.
Oh, I hate that.
Why?
Broad.
Okay, then I'll use the C word.
That's even better.
Okay,
please.
This lady who's like that. I'm being some sexist by saying you don't ask, you just do it, and not with a stranger, not with somebody out in the street, but if you're in bed or wherever you're about to do it. And you reach up and take her. You don't say, hey, can I take off your top? You do it. And if she pulls it away or whatever, you don't resist that.
If she slaps you on the hand and says, no.
Yeah.
All you have to say is, I didn't know any better.
Or
that works for old people being racist.
Back in my day, you didn't have to ask, boy.
I remember when somebody tried to unhook my bra and had a hard time.
It took them hours.
I know. That. It's like Ocean's 11. You had that whole team.
Well, Boner's done coming on now.
Yeah, it's like, never mind.
All right, then. Great album. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Thank you.
I'm supposed to say, I don't know if this is a company name or if this is a couple or what, but happy anniversary, K-Pay. I don't know what that K-Pay. Means.
K-Pay.
God, I hope K-Pay, that's not K-Pay. Like some kind of militant group or something.
You're in the they got you.
They got K-Pay me. Army.
Just like they used to get Brett Favre on Cameo. He'd shout out to these, you know, groups that are not good groups, not good,
well,
not good people.
He wouldn't say that.
He just didn't know who they were. And then they ended up being like some offshoot of some white supremacist group. That,
oh,
you know,
Lord.
Comes out after the fact.
Was it? Look at my face. Was it?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
Them.
How
do?
Okay. I don't want to say it because I don't want anybody to take it out of context. Because
what did you say?
I give them the same respect I give to the Hells Angels. I don't say anything because I don't know what to and not.
Yeah,
I say nothing.
It was nobody you would know.
That's smart.
I don't know any groups.
It was one of these upstarts.
I don't even watch TV.
Well, I'll tell you.
These upstart hate groups don't always work out.
I see years ago, I have no issue saying this. I was paid money to attend one of their parties. And I was walked in.
Mary Kay?
No, Hell's Angels. And I didn't know what to expect. So no idea what to expect, and I absolutely had a time of my life.
Known a couple, you
I had a great time.
You just don't know how to interact at first, and then you.
It's like the thought of going to like a Juggalo gathering. I'm not equating the two, but like going to like an ICP fest. Like, man, I don't want to get sticky with the Faygo, and I'm scared of clowns already, and you know. But I'd like to kind of know that experience, and when you get in there, and it's like, you know what, they treat it.
My mom had a good time. Dated some guy that kind of. Knew like the originator, like
Sonny Barger.
Yeah. She dated this guy who he was very nice.
God.
And rode motorcycles and stuff. And she actually.
Oh, he rode motorcycles and stuff. Wow.
She actually went out of town and left us.
It's a requirement.
With this guy who babysat us.
And you got babysat by the MC. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. But he was, you know, I don't know.
I think you're thinking about the movie Mask.
I'm talking about this guy that my mom dated.
You know what? Speaking of things like that, let's talk to P1. Well, I mean, the name is P1 Rebel Dirty. That could sound
I hope that's right.
A group of people who hang out and drink beers together. Good morning, Rebel Dirty.
Good morning.
Is
and
that
that's
right?
Actually, from Dick Tracy Comics.
Is that what that was?
Rebel Dirty.
Yeah, it was a character at Dick Tracy that my sister and my cousin used to call me when I was little to make me mad.
I know I heard it before. Like, I just couldn't piece together what it was.
I
should be Big Boy. I should change my name.
You should be freaking... I was back in the 90s. I was Flat Top because of my dumb haircut. Paige, you'd be the Moon Maid.
All right.
Remember her? I remember. Yeah. God, I never thought of it. The Dick Tracy movie, though, left so much more.
Well, Madonna turned.
I wanted so much more out of that.
People were upset because Madonna turned it.
It was just too big and bright, and you could have had a lot of fun with it. Anyway,
That was one of my radio bits that got nixed by the boss.
Which one?
Dick Facey.
Well, I know. We bought a mask and everything, and he wouldn't let you wear it on camera.
I don't think you can hear this, Fetty.
He wasn't Rebel Dirty, though. You had some advice for Terry, who's confused why his girlfriend will not remove her top when having sex time. And you had some advice for Terry.
Yes. He needs to buy her maybe a nice piece of lingerie, make up an occasion. Oh, we've been dating for 4 months, 6 months, whatever. Maybe in a baby doll style that's sheer at the top. And see if she'll wear it.
Or one of them bras where the nipples are ripped out. I think they come with a matching crotchless panty.
Nipless bras.
You know, where I almost said it. The entire nipples out. In other words, it's like a holster for them.
Somebody say baby doll.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
maybe something a little more modest in this.
I see.
But would you want somebody to kind of take the initiative with you and, like, you know, kind of just, like, try to take it off?
Get into that thing.
Yeah, of course.
That's kind of sexy.
I knew it.
Yeah, we're talking.
But yeah, just, you know, it's steps.
So what's the difference if it happens in public? Like during the day, like, come on. It's still initiative either way.
God. Well, I mean, the time and place, certainly. But like, I'm not going to read each of these, but like some of the texts are saying, you don't have to get completely naked for sex. Agreed. There's those, the spontaneous sex where you're, maybe do it. I'm not talking about a playground, but I'm talking about you're doing it somewhere.
Swing sniffer.
You shouldn't be, you know, this, that, or the other, a good friend's wedding reception, whatever it may be. And you go in there and you do it and you don't fully remove. But when you're at your house, you're making love. I want skin on skin completely naked. And I want to be able to slap your ass and grab your titties.
I have an idea. Oh, my God. Stop. Here's an idea.
Nipples.
Why didn't this guy that has a problem? This is going to solve the problem instantly.
It's too comfortable.
How about he suggests that they take a shower together? Then she's got to take her clothes off.
Dude. Yes. That's also fun.
Fixed. I like to get naked and take showers with people. So
say that again. Real slow.
I already got you on the other one.
Yeah.
The swing sniffer comment you made the other day.
That's true. Paige claimed to be a swing sniffer.
I did not.
All right. Well, I tell you what. Real
That's
dirty.
Good advice. Though.
Rebel Dirty.
Thank you.
Thank you for that good call.
Oh, well, you're quite welcome.
You sound like you're leaving with not
makes
fun.
Me wonder what she's got in the closet.
I was going to ask that, but I thought that'd be more of a thing. That it'd probably be a shift robe. Her pie safe. That'd be the underwear. It's my pie safe. Don't laugh at that. What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Not for real. Do you want to answer that question, Fat Boy?
She's a lingerie lady, I bet, like you.
You like lingerie, Rebel?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
What woman wouldn't?
You'd be surprised.
It makes you feel beautiful.
Yeah, I can see that. Some of it looks pretty good.
No, it makes you feel... For a man to buy a woman a piece of lingerie makes her feel appreciated.
Yeah.
If it fits.
That's going to say, like, how do you politely ask? Like, why were you going through my panty drawer? I'm going to buy you some, and I know what size you wore. Really? You're not going to take these home and, All right, Rebel Dirty, you've made this very provocative. We thank you for that, and we wish you a pleasant day.
Oh, well, you also. Y'all take care.
Enjoy your lingerie. All right, bye-bye.
I do love lingerie.
I needed something to run up the flagpole. That's why I'm in this panty drawer.
Yeah.
I ain't got no panties on.
I drive a funny car, and her parachute broke. So I stole a pair of panties.
Hey, now.
We're going down to Appalachia Dragway this weekend. Well,
you ever see John Forrest going through your panty drawer? He's looking for a new parachute.
You know.
Hey, good boy. Hey, turn to the back of the car.
Good boy, show your panties.
I turn him into Super Dave Osborne.
Rest in peace, Funkhouse.
Yeah, he's dead. He was one of the greatest characters that didn't get his just, man. Super Dave Osborne.
God, he was
such
great.
A great character.
Super.
He was great on Curb.
Yeah. The one in radio is not so good, but the other Super Dave.
I do. I like them both.
Yeah.
Did you look how Paige was, you know, she was agreeing with old Rebel Dirty. Like
Dude, look at the text. You say the word lingerie, women just start to
do love lingerie.
Curl up like a snake.
What if it's just crotchless panties? Is that cool?
I have a pair of leopard. Oh, I shouldn't say that.
Why?
I have a pair of leopard crotchless panties that are just really hot. They're beautiful, but I don't, you know.
Are they thongs?
When do you use them?
Never.
She sit
in the drawer and I go, oh, that was fun. Yep.
Yes. I want to ask this question, but it's probably too like provocative.
Please ask it.
You already knocked one home run out. Go two for two.
No, I don't want to get dumped again. And I'm not talking relationships.
You asked me why I bought that?
No. Okay, here's my question.
It was a gift.
Nope. Let me finish. Okay. You're not listening.
Okay, I am trying.
When you're wearing, when a woman is woman's wearing crotchless panties, does she have to take off her underwear to go to the bathroom?
No.
Okay. Then I would always wear them.
Now, were they originally crotchless, or you just had them for like 5 years?
They were originally crotchless. He bought them for me.
That's the way when I was fatter, my jeans and the crotch were like a tie dye them because the legs would rub together.
I don't know. It was like the whole set, like nippless and crotchless.
Nippless.
It was weird.
Oh, really? The great nippless?
The nippless
thing disappeared at the laundromat.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody took it. You know, somebody took it.
But
Paige probably has creepy neighbors that watch her, you know, go to the laundromat. Well, you had the one guy that, you know, was real forward with you. Asked if he could, you know.
I did lose a really pretty pair of red panties at the laundromat.
Look at that. The one guy asked if he could, like, you know, service her. It's like straight up. For some reason she said no, but.
Oh, God, outside my car.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Look at that.
My God, I want to go hunt raccoons with you too, Paige.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.